This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's going on here? What do you mean the President Trump's going to have the Kansas City Chiefs visiting? Doesn't he know? The Philadelphia Eagles are the world champions. What the heck? Oh, this is what we call a make good.
Oh, okay.
You ever heard of that, Greg, a make good?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's what this is, huh?
Yeah, Trump says he's going to host the Kansas City Chiefs at the White House after COVID foiled the visit back in 2020.
Nice.
Oh, very nice.
I like that.
I guess. I mean, it's old news.
Yeah.
2020?
Yeah.
Like, get out of here. You missed a chance.
Mr. Compassion here.
He's got a cold heart.
Yeah. Trump revealed his plans to Clay Travis, who was heard on these airwaves.
He was flying with the president the other day. I mean, talk about...
That's what he was. He revealed the plans. That's when he told him.
Yeah.
When he was on Air Force One.
Must be nice, huh?
Did I ever tell you? Did I never got to fly on Air Force One?
That's what you have in common with Clay. Air Force One. It's almost the same story.
I got to meet President once.
I know. And he talked. And what was the word he used?
He grabbed my arm after shaking my hand. He grabbed my arm.
Right.
And he goes, and he looks at me and goes, just in George W. Bush style.
Right.
Solid.
Yeah, I can see that.
So he said, grabs my arm. Solid.
Yeah.
Well, thank you there.
Yeah.
Thank you, President. Miss President.
That was your brush with what used to be greatness?
Yeah, exactly.
We're all disappointed with the whole family now, but that's another story.
But back in the day.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So, yeah, I guess they're the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a make good.
Mm-hmm. It's nice, though. It's cool.
Now, first he detailed the President Trump how he's looking forward to hosting the Philadelphia Eagles following their victory over the same Chiefs. Oh, sorry about that.
So subtle, Bob.
Trump announced he wants to host the Chiefs sometime after the Eagles to commemorate their Super Bowl win over the 49ers 5 years ago. And, I don't know, Travis thought it was a great idea.
I think it's a nice gesture. I think it is.
All right.
If it wasn't the Chiefs, he'd be thrilled with it. If it was somebody from, like, Michigan or something.
Or Tampa Bay. Okay. Fair enough.
Uh-huh.
I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter to me one way or another. And I'm not a Kansas City Chiefs hater.
No, I know. I'm just kidding.
It's one of those where it's the Brady effect. I just happen to really like Brady and him winning.
Okay.
But for others, they got sick of him.
Yeah.
And that's I was watching 30 for 30,
mm-hmm.
and Christian Laettner. Does that name ring a bell? Christian Laettner.
Okay.
He was a big star, won two national championships. He was there four times,
okay.
but won two of them with Duke and Coach K. Coach Krzyzewski. You know, the guy that's got like 400 letters in his name?
He had a sneeze guard in the studio.
Yeah. Krzyzewski. We just call him Coach K. Let's keep it easy.
Yeah.
But Christian Laettner, and it was called, you know what it was called?
What?
I Hate Christian Laettner. That's what the whole thing was called. Because he did, he had this smugness, arrogance. He just looked, it looked like a Richie Rich, which he wasn't. That was like a, you know, perception versus reality. And, but yeah, people love to hate him. And
it happens.
Duke was good. They were really, really good then. And so I thought it was one of those good ones. If you ever watch those, they're on ESPN. And they're put together in such a way that you don't have to be entirely familiar with the athlete at all, because it's all these intricate, cool backstories and stuff. What was going on?
Even if you're not a huge sports fan, but there's maybe someone or a team or something that you think, okay, my friends know all about this. This is an easy way. It's kind of like Cliff Notes. It's an easy way for you to learn a whole bunch in a short amount of time.
I went to school with Cliff.
Did you?
We were together a lot. Anytime a report was due.
Bet you were.
Me and Cliff would come up with something.
Just like you're close like that.
Yeah. Are you tired of winning?
Nah.
Here's another winning story. President Donald Trump estimated that his administration has already identified maybe $4 trillion worth of companies moving back or going to move back to the U.S.
Wow.
Thanks to his tariff policies.
And I thought they were going to ruin America and put us all in the poorhouse.
Oh, tariffs?
Yeah.
I never said that.
I didn't say you said that.
Oh, yeah. But, oh, yeah.
The lefties do.
Mm-hmm. And some Republicans, too.
That's true.
Look, if they're not used properly, they can just create a mess and a burden on your own people. It's designed to actually protect your workers. But anyway, first of all, many companies are now moving to the United States. And they're coming back. Some of them left us many years ago, decades ago, Trump said, and they're all coming back. And Trump noted that the semiconductor industry in particular, and criticized the CHIPS and Science Act of 2022, which he said did not incentivize domestic microchip production, as it provided large subsidies to companies already worth billions. I remember that. I remember thinking that what a great plan that is. It was all designed, and this is the only reason Republicans signed on to it, was to really be a shot in the arm to the manufacturers that were making chips. It was specifically tailored originally to just benefit American companies. But, you know, when things go back and forth and the House and the Senate, and anyway, when it came out in its final form, there was a little caveat, a little carve-out, a little loophole, whatever you want to call it, that basically allowed all these companies that were already big and already established and overseas for them to use that money and expand. And it was never intended for that. And Republicans wouldn't have voted for it, I think, if they knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got to pay attention. That's why you got to read bills, because I don't think that would have passed otherwise, and it shouldn't have. And Trump explains it. You gave billions of dollars to companies that already have billions of dollars and just said, thank you very much. It was no incentive for them at all. He's talking about the CHIPS Act. But what is good is the tariffs will make it so that they want to come back. That's why they're coming back. Trump stressed that domestically produced goods do not face tariffs, which is an incentive for companies to manufacture here. I think most people know at least that much. And what was the big one? Hyundai.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Plans for the latest auto investment. This is after Honda said they're going to build a huge plant in Indiana. But this is Hyundai, and CNBC reported that that South Korea-based company was set to announce a $20 billion investment in U.S. onshoring that includes a $5 billion steel plant in Louisiana.
Nice.
That's huge. 1,400 American jobs. And just making America great again. Yeah. Trump unleashing the economic force of the American workforce. Yep, big time investment from Hyundai. Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. It is also 7:15. That means it's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but don't be shy either. Call in now. What's Bugging You? 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? Coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Matthew. What's bugging you?
Hey, morning, Bob. I'll tell you what's bothering me. There's a major election going on next Tuesday in Florida 6th, and I'm not really sure that I've heard a lot of coverage about it, and haven't heard many things about the issues that they're concerned about, haven't heard about any debates, and about the importance of maintaining this seat, given the fact that Mike Waltz gave it up, and now he's having issues with this breach in security.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get on it. We've talked about it a little bit, but we'll re-examine the whole situation.
Randy Fine looking for that position.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's a big Trump supporter and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good morning, Lima. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I am aggravated with coming to work yesterday morning and. As I do my trip around the Cala, gas prices were at $2.84. There's a certain gas station on 217th Street. A certain gas station. And they will jack the price up to $3.19 from $3.84 to $3.19. And then every other gas station follows. And it just aggravates me because I see them do it week after week after week. And you can't claim price gouging because we're not in a state of emergency, but they sure do like to take advantage of the people in Ocala.
Yeah, I mean, look, sometimes it could be the individual owner. They can set price. But a lot of times the wholesalers come in when they make the delivery. The adjustment on prices made then, and there has been some volatility, and that's why you're seeing this fluctuation kind of up and down. And that's why you'll see different prices even at different times of the day.
Oh, yeah.
So
you have to look at fuel like a stock, actually, because it can change. The whole thing of, well, you know, the gas will sit again there. Doesn't matter. It has to do with basically you got to treat it like a stock value.
Yeah, whenever they get a new delivery, they adjust the price immediately in most cases.
I'm saying it doesn't have to be new fuel. It can be the old fuel. They will change the price on you.
Well, and it depends on what their agreement is. If they're getting from a wholesaler, are they part of a larger network, or are they, what I mean?
But 284 to 319, that's huge.
Well, why didn't you pull over when it was 284? I mean, that's my thing. I'm like, 284, six lanes of traffic. What's Bob doing? He's getting cheap gas.
But he only needs two gallons. Way. It doesn't matter. It's cheap.
Oh. Yep. Well, yeah, there's that. There's that, too. Sometimes you just don't need it. Good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? I'm just thinking that Elon Musk is missing a great opportunity. He could really increase Tesla sales by saying, hey, get a new Tesla, you get an NRA membership and a free Glock. That's what's bugging me.
Wow.
Well, Mr. Marketing there, Phil.
You get an Austrian sledgehammer thrown in. Yeah. No charge. I like it. I like what you're coming up with here. Yeah, and we could expand on that.
Oh, yeah. We'd go down that road. Absolutely.
So anything that's good for America.
I still love the meme that said, wish Elon Musk would buy Harley Davidson just so we could watch all the people go vandalize motorcycles outside biker bars.
Hey,
I just read it. I didn't read it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You better watch your step.
But that would be funny.
Don't give the lunatics any ideas, please.
Yeah, good point.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. Yeah, we feel your pain for not being invited onto Air Force One yet. We'll have to work on that. But what's bugging me, and this has been bugging me for a while, is Tim Walz, the vice presidential candidate for Kamala Harris. He was lying when he said he's a knucklehead some of the time. That guy's a knucklehead 24 hours a day.
I think when he is in knucklehead zone, he's peaked.
Mm.
That's like the best that you'll get out of him is when
I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
And that is the best he can.
So he's a knucklehead at times, and when he's not, he's even worse.
Yeah. Ooh.
Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
There has never been a more robust example of how demented and contradictory the left is than the terrorist attack on Tesla. You can't be for the environment and then by association attack with terrorist attacks the guy that is trying to help with that. God bless America.
Yeah. We're the builders, they're the destroyers, basically, is how it breaks down.
Not to mention you're causing pollution by, you know, catching vehicles on fire and throwing Molotov cocktails.
Yes.
That's bad for the environment. What's up with that?
Well,
hypocrites.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mercedes. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Great show, Bob. Where is the protester saying, look at all this waste money that we've been giving out for years and years and years, and nobody's been saying a single thing? Where's the protesters for that? Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we're the protesters. We voted for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. We voted to make government more efficient. These are some of the things that we voted for. So we just want them to continue to take action.
Yep.
And Congress will need to act to reform the abilities that some of these judges have to basically have an injunction on something that is of a presidential order nationwide when they're just in charge of a district or a circuit. So that needs to be addressed, and the sooner the better, in my opinion. Good morning. Welcome. It is 7:27. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, and we've got a lot coming up, including Nazis get better treatment. Details on that buffoonery coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:35. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Sixth annual appreciation dinner for Soldiers Freedom Outdoors is coming up. And this is Healing the Hidden Wounds of War. That's what they do at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, and you can help out. The event is April 26th at the World Equestrian Center. You can sponsor a table. You can bring your staff, your family, whatever you want to do, but get involved in this. This is, you know, our way of, you know, helping veterans, whether you served or not. All are welcome, of course. So go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. That's soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. And we appreciate your continued support. What is this obsession that the Democrats have about Hitler, about Nazis?
Oh, yeah.
So when they think of the worst thing they can call you, they call you a Hitler or a Nazi, which the left has done time and time again, calling up Trump himself as some sort of Nazi and or Hitler. They have so overused it, it's become ridiculous. But the bottom line is they absolutely have an obsession with Hitler and the Nazis. And you've got to question what exactly, what is that all about? You know what I mean? The old thou does protest too much. Oh, yeah. Wait, you hate Nazis and you hate Hitler and you call your enemies those bad words, but you're okay with anti-Semitic behavior on college campuses?
That seems really hypocritical.
That doesn't really seem to match up at all, does it?
No.
It well, here's their latest thing. Uh-oh. Judge Patricia Millett, appointed to the United States Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit by former President Obama. She said there were plane loads of people. There were no procedures in place to notify people. And this was during the hearing that took place on Monday. And says Nazis got better treatment under the Alien Enemies Act than has happened here. And she's referring to the MS-13 and the TDA gang members that were shipped to El Salvador. Yeah, she's worried. Wow. She is so worried that they're not getting fair treatment. Mm-hmm. They're not getting due process. It is just so, oh, she's so worried about it. Oh, and by the way, so how were the Nazis treated? Well, why don't you tell us, Patricia?
Mm-hmm. Seems to be an expert.
Well, since you were born nearly 20 years after World War II, Tell me exactly, you know, what your experience has been in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought, lady. Okay.
Have you ever seen so many opinionated judges in all your life?
Oh, they're just coming out of the woodwork.
Just spouting out right and left.
Well, look, here's the deal. Those on the left now, no matter what you do for a living, you forget it. That justice is blind, that you cover your eyes, and that you're supposed to operate as an unbiased fashion as humanly possible. Forget all that. Throw it away, because just like everybody else, whether they're members of the FBI or on college campuses, their agenda, the agenda of the left, supersedes their ability to do their job fairly and in an unbiased way. I mean, you see it everywhere. The left, their agenda, it supersedes their ability to properly do their job. And judges, they're the same thing. And Biden did get a bunch of judges appointed. Certainly, you know, not the Supreme Court, but a lot of other federal judges. So did Obama. And these are the ones we're going to see that are acting up. They're acting up. They're utilizing an agenda, and the law is secondary to them. Fairness, secondary or third. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should take that blindfold, put it around their mouth, is what they should do.
Whoa.
Just saying.
I like that.
Okay. There's a meme for you.
Justice is shutteth the pie hole. Yeah, and let's start with Patty Millett.
Hey, Jake, let's see that show up as a little cartoon there. A little.
Ooh.
What do you think?
He can He'll nail it. He'll
do
hit a home run.
Great with that.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this judge, no procedures in place to notify people. What, notify who? Notify people. Notify the bad guys?
Hey, you gang members.
Hey, we're gonna come and get you. We're going to arrest you. Yeah, that's a really an effective way to deal with criminals.
These geniuses.
Yeah, well, and she's a judge?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes no sense. There were no procedures in place to notify people. These are people that they knew that were not supposed to be here, people that already committed crimes. Some, they committed crimes way before they got here and then continued with their criminal ways. But these are bad people, okay? Make no mistake about it. And they're doing everything they can, the left is, to try to stop President Trump from doing the will of the American people. Do you want these bad people to be walking around in public around your family members? I sure as hell don't. Not at all. Not one bit. And anybody with an iota of common sense feels the same way. Only these people who live in some sort of fantasy land and or are protected and insulated from the average person, they're the only ones that feel like, oh, yeah, it's okay.
Do you want them hanging around the school where your kids or grandkids go, maybe? Or, you know, just in your neighborhood?
I mean, really? Of course not.
No.
But yet, you know, here are these lefties defending these people. It makes absolutely no sense to me. But once again, here it is. Putting American citizens and their safety last, and more worried about the mistreatment of bloodthirsty, raping, murderous gang members? You're kidding, right? No, they're not. When these people talk about chaos, they are the purveyors of that. It is what they want. They are under the influence of Karl Marx. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, we're not going to allow this mass deportation. Do you think the people of New York State want these criminals running around unfettered to prey on their families? Of course they don't. We're not going to allow this mass deportation, she said, explaining that they will cooperate only when there is a warrant or somebody is on the terrorism watch list. That's where they'll cooperate. And I did this even under the Biden administration. What do you want, a smiley face, Hochul? You're not protecting your people.
No.
She said, if you have a warrant or you know someone's on a terrorism watch list or committing crimes in their home country or committing crimes here, that's a different category. You bozo, what do you think we're going after?
That's what they're talking about.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Oh.
I mean, is she trying to send a message to to the peaceful immigrants that are in her state to try to, you know, for them not to have any fears? All she has to do is say, if you've committed serious crimes where you came from and you're committing serious crimes here, you're going to be deported. Why is it so hard for them to say that? She has to just kind of, oh, well, you know, we're not going to allow this mass deportation. But then she added in all the caveats. It's. I guess, you know, politicians want to be all things to all people, I guess. And she appears to be, well, by most people's guess, not so sharp. I'm being kind.
Yeah.
It's my nice Bob Rose. All right. We've got plenty more to talk about, and something that may save you some headaches and some money. Stick around. All right. It is 7:44. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to us on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, my friends. Enjoy, enjoy. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty to talk about. But first, I want to have a little chit-chat with my friend Jeffrey Meldon from MeldonLaw.com. Jeffrey, good morning. How you doing?
We're great, Bob. How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I got a quick question. I was renewing and taking my son off my insurance and stuff like that, and I found out my motorcycle was costing me $2,000 a year for insurance, and I said, what's the deal? And $1,500 of the premium was for uninsured motorist coverage. You taught me well, taught me how important that was, but they explained to me, they go, look, if you have health insurance, that part of it they'll cover, and then you still have coverage on your motorcycle being repaired. So in this case, maybe you can do without it. What do you think? Because you wrote the book on buying Florida insurance.
Well, under the current law in Florida, the other person who caused the crash has no obligation to have any bodily injury liability coverage. So even if you have health insurance, God forbid you're in a serious motorcycle crash and you're put in a wheelchair or whatever causes you serious injuries, you may be able to live, but you may not be able to work. So you're making $100,000 a year, and all of a sudden you're in a bad crash caused by somebody else. Who's going to pay for that $100,000 a year income? If you don't have uninsured motorist coverage, you get zero. The other person who has no insurance or little insurance, they aren't going to have any assets to compensate you. In addition to that, like I said, if you're put in a wheelchair, you have loss of enjoyment of life, pain and suffering. You know, you may have your medical bills paid, but what about living the rest of your life with plates and screws and pins all over your body? So having your medical bills paid is only the beginning.
Well, and you laid it out exactly to make it make sense. I guess I hate paying that extraordinary, what I consider an extraordinary premium, but, you know, maybe I'll shop that one around. But I really, once again, your guidance comes through. I appreciate it. I heard you're San Francisco bound.
Yeah, my wife Patricia and I are heading out to follow the Gator basketball team to San Francisco and see if we can put a whooping on Maryland.
Yeah, the Gators, man, they are coming alive at just the right time. But they did give me a scare with UConn, didn't they?
Yeah, well, UConn was the double defending national champion, so they weren't dealing with chopped liver.
Yeah, but when you miss like 12 or 13 free throws, I don't care who you're playing, the basket and the distance is always the same.
You know, Bob, I was watching some of the women's basketball last night, and the women made every free throw, and I'm wondering, how come men can't shoot with that consistency?
Well, we used to. I mean, it was a no-brainer every time the Gators came up to the line, almost always. And I couldn't believe what I was witnessing there. But the good news is, if they can have this kind of a, what I would call maybe a weak game, not a great game, and get over it, then they got rid of the bad game and the jinx or whatever, and now they're going to just cruise, right?
Yes. No, the Gators are favored to win against Maryland. Actually, if you look at the Las Vegas odds, the Gators are the number two most favored team behind Duke.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I've got Duke and Florida in my finals with Florida winning it. So, yeah, I can't disagree with that.
So, I'm really excited. And, hey, Bob, I want to tell you good things are happening in the community. And at Meldon Law, we're growing. My daughter, Jessica, who's been a lawyer for 15 years, has decided to join the law firm and establish our South Florida office.
Oh, so South Florida, that's she'll head up that office?
Yeah, she lives in Miami right now and has, and she's going to be running our South Florida office and helping with cases all over the state of Florida. So what a great idea, having your son and your daughter running your law firm and me being able to fly out to San Francisco to see the Gators play.
Wow.
Well, it all started in 1971. Nobody can say you didn't do your time and build up a great business and clientele. So that didn't happen by accident.
Well, I'm very, very proud of my kids, and they're doing great. So it's fun to have a family business. And really, that's what we have always stood for at Meldon Law. Is we are local, we're a family business, and you know, you can walk into our office in Gainesville or Ocala or whatever, and you will meet a Meldon.
Oh, there you go. The Meldons are everywhere.
They're all over the place.
Hey, that's a testament to you as a good dad. If your kids want to go to work for you, that says something right there, Jeffrey. Always a pleasure.
Okay, well, thank you, Bob, and I'm going to hope to bring back two wins. So we can go to the Final Four in San Antonio.
I can't wait. I'll make reservations with you.
Okay, let's do it.
You're paying. I gotta go.
Yeah, timing is everything.
Woo, you heard it. Timing. You heard it.
Right here.
Jeffrey Meldon. Go to MeldonLaw.com for more information on his great practice. Yep, we've got a lot to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.